T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Evan went to American Whiskey.
That's the place.
His brother-in-law.
American Whiskey.
Out of all the things to get there, you didn't get the burger, you didn't get the braised short rib tacos, you didn't get the beer brine chicken that they're famous for, you got the $10 nachos and the $14 grilled cheese.
Well, there were a few other things. I just can't remember what it was. We got 4 appetizers plus the grilled cheese.
Yeah.
I just can't remember what the rest of it was.
But you didn't go big, is what we're hearing.
Food-wise?
Yeah, you didn't go, hey, I'm going to treat. My brother-in-law's in town from downtown.
It had nothing to do with that. He didn't want to eat that big. I wanted to go to Nick and Steph's, like you suggested, and go to a steakhouse, but we were more in the mood.
Could have gotten the beer batter, the cauliflower, the smoked wings.
Listen, he got what
meatballs.
He wanted. I don't order for other people.
I'm just asking.
Giving you the answer.
Just asking is all I'm doing is asking.
I was in the mood for a big steakhouse, but I think it was more, hey, let's just go low-key.
Could have gotten the dollar oysters, had a couple dozen of them, but no.
Were you there?
No. Well, no.
I'm
but
glad.
I've been sent your bill.
You don't have my bill.
I have it now.
I'm telling you, I got 3 other appetizers. I just can't remember what it was.
I'm looking at what you had.
How do you know what I got?
Some of that works there. Just send it to me.
No way.
Okay, no
then
way.
Then read them off. What were the appetizers?
You had guacamole.
Did
you had nachos.
I don't think we had guacamole.
That's what it says here.
That's incorrect. Nachos, yes. What else?
You had the nachos.
Yep.
Waffle fries.
No waffle fries. Wrong again.
Yeah, that's what it says here.
It's wrong.
Hot chicken sandwich. You did
definitely
not have.
Definitely not a hot chicken sandwich.
I said you did not have that.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
There you go.
I don't remember what the hell we got.
Well, you were drinking pretty good. Did your wife pick out your drink?
I was drinking, yeah. Actually, I picked this one out on my own.
You did?
I liked the name of it, and that's what drew me in. I think it was Raised by Animals was the name of the drink. Are you looking at the menu? If you're looking at the menu.
No, you got this drink that called Raised by Wolves.
That was it, Raised by Wolves. Yes.
Which, by the way, for people that don't know what it is.
What is it?
My bougie wrinkled shirt partner.
What'd I get?
Got Pierre Ferrand Cognac, grapefruit, bison grass, Prosecco, and bitters.
Yeah, is that good?
I mean, if you want to drink grass, I guess
it tasted pretty good, man. Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
It wasn't bad.
The New York Mets got Max Scherzer. That's the only drink that matters right now.
That's right. I'm sipping that one up. By the way, listen to this baseball playoff format that's being proposed in the latest CBA. Tell me if you like it. Right now, we've got 10 teams making the playoffs, 5 in each league. The proposal calls for 14 teams, 7 in each league. The team with the best record.
Hold on. Still going 3 divisions in each?
3 divisions in each.
So 6 division winners. Then 8.
Let's go league by league.
Teams?
Let's go league by league to make it easier. National League has your 3 division winners.
Right.
And they'd have 4 wild card teams instead of 2.
So the 4 best records, not. So you could have multiple teams from a particular division.
Correct. 7 playoff teams.
Okay.
The team with the best record in the league automatically in the divisional series, no other problem.
So the division winner with the best record gets a break. Go.
The team with the second best record in each league gets to pick their first round opponent on live television. There'll be a Sunday night TV special.
One game.
It'll be a best of 3 with all 3 games in the building of the team with the better record.
Okay. What's the third division winner get?
They also get to pick their opponent after the other division winner picks their opponent.
Yeah, but hold on. So here's my question.
Yes.
Of the wild card teams, in which there'd be 4 of them.
Correct.
Are they playing head-to-head in any manner, like an elimination first or
no? Nothing at all. So let's use
How do you get to...
In the American League, let's use the AL last year as an example. The Tampa Bay Rays had the best record. Boom, they're in the best of 5.
Good.
The Houston Astros would then get to select between the Red Sox, Yankees, Blue Jays, and Mariners who they want to play in a best of 3 with all 3 games at home.
Okay.
After that, the White Sox of the remaining teams would select who they want to play. The 2 remaining wild card teams would then also play a best of 3.
And the winner of that plays the number 1 seed.
And the winners go into the next round, the divisional series.
But to play the number 1 seed, they got the bye, correct?
I assume the worst record left would play the team with the bye.
So what you're saying, though, then is there's no benefit between being the second, other than having it at home, the second and third division winners are in the same spot as all four wild card teams.
They get all the games at
other
home.
Other than the fact the games are at home.
And they get to select
who they want to play.
But they're playing in the same round.
Yes, correct. They are in that same best of three round that we saw during the pandemic year.
I love it.
I knew you were going to say
Why
do you love it?
Because there's more teams.
Yeah, but do you want to see on national TV Brian Cashman decide we want to play the Mariners?
Because that goes one of two ways.
Dude, it's dopey.
No, it's awesome.
It's a dumb reality
show. They're trying to create more TV moments that have intrigue, kind of like, you know, the NBA does very well. The NFL does very well, you know, with the draft, with all that stuff, right? Yeah, I like it, man. Ugh. I've always said the more teams eligible for the postseason, the better.
No.
By SNY, thank you, Grubhub.
17? What is this, the NBA and the NHL?
I love it.
I hate it.
Of course you do. But you'll grow to like it when the New York Mets are one of those teams.
No.
Yeah, you will.
I'll always dislike a format I don't like. Will it benefit my team if they're in it?
That's
sure.
Not, well, no, you've come around on other things that were fundamentally against your beliefs,
like
as a fan.
What?
D to the H.
I've never come around on the DH.
Yeah, you have.
How dare you lie?
You support it now.
No, I don't.
Your rationale is, I can no longer fight it. It's happening.
Well, that doesn't mean I like
it. But you love it.
No, I don't.
You're all in on the DH.
You're just pushing my button.
You're all in on
it. I can't stand the DH. Don't tell me that. Here's what I came around on. I thought you were going to use this as an example, but your memory is like a goldfish. The NBA play-in tournament. I like that.
Love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
I've grown to like that. I admit it.
Yeah. I think you'll grow to like the baseball, too.
17 you know from happen? Each league.
There'll be a game or a series that is epic. And you'll say, oh, my God, thank God I got to watch that.
They're bastardizing the great game of baseball and its importance to the regular season. There's 162 games, yet 7 of 15 teams are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, it means you're eligible.
And essentially half of the... By the way, Met fans, the Mets still wouldn't have made the playoffs last year, just for the record. I just want you to know that.
That's embarrassing. Is that right?
They still wouldn't have made the playoffs last year.
See? So nothing's guaranteed. See? Would the Phillies have made it?
The Reds and the Phillies would have been the two extra National League teams.
Boy, you wanted no part of that red hot Bryce Harper down the stretch. Bryce Harper alone might have taken two playoff games. Now you got the Phillies in the NLCS.
So if you're
the
Giants, actually they would have had a bye. So if you're the Brewers, who are you picking to play?
Now hold on, here's the question.
Yeah.
Are you after that first round? Is there another pick, or it's seeded after
that? No, after that, it's the divisional series, the series that we're used to, best of five.
So, but based on...
I would assume it's based on records, yes.
Right, so my question is, if a wild card team beat either the second or the third division winner, that wild card team plays whom?
I would assume, based on who's advanced, they'll go best record versus worst record.
Right.
But I don't know if it's gotten to that. And what's interesting in the CSPN article about that playoff format...
Is this happening? Is this part of the negotiations?
It's a proposal, but a lot
of
players...
Who made the proposal?
The owners. And
I'm going to tell Manfred right now, I love it.
A lot of the players don't like it.
Hold on one sec. I love it.
Great.
I'm telling Manfred right now...
Why?
I love it.
It's terrible.
Hold on. I love the new... playoff proposal.
An informed poll of executives at the GM meetings earlier this month revealed that the GMs were, quote, not thrilled with the idea of a televised event picking their opponents.
By the way, it's been confirmed through other sources that they obviously turned off the microphones when the fans were booing John Mara.
Oh, so that's what
that
did happen?
That has been confirmed now, yes.
Because when I watched it on YouTube, it sounded so odd the way it just went to silence.
They apparently, throughout the presentation, were turning the microphone on and off. Even a 79-year-old was able to notice that. That has now been confirmed through multiple independent sources.
Are they that sensitive about being booed?
And it's also people saying, Evan's Let's Go Mets shirt... Looks like he took it right out of the bag before the show.
So true, yes.
And people wanted to know, what did you drink with the grilled cheese? Now we know.
Yes,
raised bison grass.
Raised by bandits.
Bison grass.
I don't know.
I've done some boozy things in my day. I never once even saw bison grass on a menu.
I literally got the drink because it said raised by wolves. And I said, I'm getting it.
As opposed to tall and handsome.
Correct.
Which
I'm not tall and handsome. Why would I get that?
Which you could have. Could have gotten.
I think it's a brand of vodka.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
So it's cognac, grapefruit, vodka, and Prosecco? I don't know about that.
Look
dude.
At you judging.
Why would you put the vodka in that drink? Your vodka and cognac doesn't go together.
Tasted great.
Yeah, bison grass vodka.
Is that what it is? It's not just like bison grass?
I don't think so.
And will you call up American Whiskey at time real quick and find out what that is? Maybe it's that. Bison grass. Maybe it is.
You
I don't
should
know.
Try one next time you go to the garden.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
No, stop
I'm
by and get a drink.
It's called Zubrovka. That's bison grass vodka. Zubrovka. There you go.
Looks like there's grass in it, like Goldschlager has gold in grass in the vodka.
I loved it.
Oh, you got vodka with bison
we'll get crazy.
Grass.
Let's eat the grass.
Damn
then we
right.
finish that bottle. Who gets to eat the grass?
And then right after I did that, I did a live hit with Big Mac and Loogie when they did the show on Friday. How'd that go? Right? You guys have a good show?
We had a tremendous show.
Oh, you're right. There's a blade of grass in the bottle.
I didn't even notice that.
You. I don't know what's bougier. Him drinking vodka with bison grass in it, or you having your $12 shrimps in the Poconos?
In the Poconos? In Saratoga.
Pardon me, Saratoga. Yes.
I think the shrimp are bougier than the vodka.
I don't know, man. Having the balls to order vodka that's got a blade of grass inside of it. Might be bougie.
No regrets, baby.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Here's Mike at Comac. Mike, what's good, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? How you been?
Doing all right.
All right. Well, I'm going to get a card and go way back, but here we go. Mets fans for the Mets.
Mets fans for Yink.
Evan, we can finally do it, Evan. We can get away with it for now. We can finally celebrate.
Damn right.
By the way, I should tell Evan that one sec, real quick, Mike. Mike, one second. Mike, one second, Mike. One second, Mike. Mike, one second. Hang on one second. I'm not going to hang up on you one second. I just want to let Evan know that Zubrovka was illegal in the United States because the grass it's made from contains calmarin, which the FDA classifies as a substance generally prohibited for human consumption.
That makes it even more badass.
There you go. You
I
are
like
bad.
It.
All right, good, Mike. What's your question now?
So I know the Mets are spending money, but are we still in the hole now for Cano for 2 more years?
Yes. Yeah.
We may get stopped signing a second base.
Well,
now.
The Mariners are paying for the $24 million. So the Mets have to pay Robbie Cano $20 million next year. And I think the way the Mets are viewing it is that he's on the team, but I don't think they're relying on him. Like, I'd be really surprised if the Mets are viewing Robinson Cano as, hey, that's our second baseman.
He's ultimately a guy, like, if he's done, and listen, you'd have every right to think that he's done, that maybe, why take up a spot on the roster, write the check, and be done with it?
Yeah, but let him come to spring. Here's the way
yeah,
I view
give him
Cano.
A chance, of course.
Let him come to spring training. I expect nothing out of him. He shouldn't be in any of your plans. And if he can perform, great. Maybe he's got a role on this team as a DH, as a bat off the bench. It's lost money anyway. If you write him a check to go away, you get nothing out of him.
Yeah.
Let's say he gives you
something. I'm not saying you do
something.
That today. You give him a shot to show that is he a late-inning bat for you?
Right.
He's not obviously, you know, he's so injury-prone, and his career's essentially over, right? I mean, he got pulled out of a Azteca game the other day, whatever it was.
He's working his way back into shape.
Like, I give him credit that he's actually playing. Because a lot of guys who, you know, at his level would be like, just pay me, bitch.
Right, right.
Right, the guy's actually playing like winter ball somewhere and got hurt again.
I don't think the Mets view Robinson Cano as somebody they're relying on. Like, they're not viewing second base as, hey, well, Robbie Cano will be the second baseman or Robbie Cano will be the DH. I think if he's there and he performs, great. If not, you write him a check and he goes away.
Chris was at the Giant game. He could tell you about them booing Mara. Go ahead, Chris.
How's it going, guys?
All good.
Yeah, no, I was there yesterday, and the moment Strahan said the word John for John Mara, that place went crazy booing him. It was insane. I was one of the people booing John Mara just because I'm fed up with
how
bad the Giants are.
That's the new thing
did
for
you,
Giant fans.
Did you start cheering when Strahan tried to say, hey, we've won before and we're going to win again? Did that turn you around?
No, not at all. I'll start cheering when Gettleman gets fired after the season. Then we can get a competent GM and start going from there.
Because what it is that yesterday's win, obviously you take it, it counts, it keeps you alive for the wild card, did absolutely nothing to make you feel better about the direction the team is going. It didn't make it look like the firing of Jason Garrett had an impact. Obviously, defensively, you know, the Eagles were more of a FUBAR job than you want to give credit to the Giant defense. And I'm saying that acknowledging four turnovers. They gave up twice on that last drive, what would have been the game-losing touchdown, and only because, what's his name, can't catch a football.
Jalen Reagor, yeah.
And no, listen, take the W. I'm not saying you don't take it. Unfortunately, scoring 13 points at home yesterday didn't make Giant fans feel good.
So one thing that happened yesterday, and we haven't touched on it, just to show you how much is going on today, is there was a report by Ian Rappaport that the Giants are going to move on from Dave Gettleman at the end of the year. And here's what I find interesting. We all knew Dave Gettleman's gone, right? That's not the story. But the Giants aren't going to fire him. Our last caller just sparked it in my head. He said, I can't wait till they fire Dave Gettleman. They're not going to fire him.
Resigned?
They're going to give him a retirement. They're going to say, oh, well, it's a mutual parting of the ways. He's retiring. John Mara's going to have a flowery press release. We're so happy. We love you, Dave. And I wonder to Giant fans if that's going to be enough.
It's not.
You're going to have Gettleman gone, but you're not going to get him gone the way you envision him being gone.
No, and then obviously it depends who comes in and what they do. But no, Giant fans want blood.
There won't be blood.
And they deserve it, by the way. I back Giant fans on that completely. You should have booed Mara yesterday.
But at the end of the day, Craig,
and you want blood.
If he's gone, right? If Dave
doesn't matter how they do it.
Yeah, does it matter?
Now, listen, big picture, no. Emotionally, yes. You want Gettleman to be fired. You want the New York Giants to announce, like they did with Jason Garrett, very simple, Dave Gettleman is no longer associated with the New York Giant franchise.
And you also hit on something that's really connected to this. If they give Dave Gettleman a flowery thank you for your service, that implies they're going to replace him with someone from within.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you can't sell that to Giant fans.
No, because they're in that weird spot again where, depending how this, obviously, season comes to an end, we all agree it's not going to be a Super Bowl. You know, I don't even think it's going to be a playoff. This fan base, rightfully so, is going to say, I want a clean house. Because if you're going to go out there and get a legitimate general manager candidate from outside the organization, you can't force feed a coaching staff to that guy. That guy's got to be able to say, these are the people I want. That's what the fan base deserves. You know, much like we would want that for the Jets. It's either all or nothing. So, listen, you still got 2 months to go in the season, and who the hell knows what's going to happen? I think Joe Judge survives the season, but we won't know until we know.
Beating Miami, which would mean winning back-to-back games for the first time this season, I think would go a long way towards giving the Giant fan a little bit of optimism.
Yeah, because then you're in the mix. I agree with you on that. Yeah. And by the way, they should beat the Miami Dolphins. The question is, are you going to score?
Thing is, the Dolphins have been playing really well lately. I mean, Tua was awesome yesterday. Their defense has been great. The Dolphins are one of the hottest teams in the league.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.